This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Teen Perspective. I am your host, Hannah Smith, and today we're going to talk some gossip. Not just any gossip, though. We're going to be talking about Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus. Da-da-da, drama! So there's been some drama going on with Liam and Miley, and I will explain all in just a few moments. But first, here's I Can't Help Falling in Love with You by Jess and Gabriel Conti. Jess and Gabriel with I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Now, this article is, again, from stuff.co.nz in the entertainment section. So if you want to go have a look and read the article yourself, go to www.stuff.co.nz and then click on the entertainment and there you go, you'll find it there. So it's Miley Cyrus denies cheating on Liam Hemsworth. There are no secrets here. Miley Cyrus has denied rumours that she cheated on her soon-to-be ex-husband, Liam Hemsworth. In stream of conscientiousness mode, the pop star concluded, "You can say I am a twerking, pot-smoking, foul-mouthed hillybilly, but I'm not a liar." Hemsworth, 29, and Cyrus, 26, were on again, off again for 10 years, but were married just 7 months ago. He filed for divorce on Wednesday, citing irreconcilable differences. Cyrus and Caitlin Carter, the estranged partner of Brody Jenner, were seen kissing in photos that surfaced earlier this month. Cyrus didn't mention Carter by name on Twitter, but admitted to cheating in relationships when she was younger. "There are no secrets to uncover here," Cyrus tweeted on Thursday, Friday New Zealand time. "I've learned from every experience in my life. I'm not perfect. I don't want to be. It's boring. I've grown up in front of you, but the bottom line is I have grown up. I can admit to a lot of things, but I refuse to admit that my marriage ended because of cheating. Liam and I have been together for a decade. I've said it before and it remains true. I love Liam and always will," she said on Twitter. So if you want to go have a look at those tweets, you can go to @MileyCyrus on Twitter. "But at this point, I had to make a healthy decision for myself to leave a previous life behind. I am the healthiest and happiest I have been in a long time. You can say I am a twerking, pot-smoking, sour-mouthed hillybilly, but I am not a liar. I am proud to say I'm simply in a different place from where I was when I was younger." Cyrus said she was faithful once she and Hemsworth reconciled, adding, "I can admit to a lot of things, but I refuse to admit that my marriage ended because of cheating. Liam and I have been together for a decade. I've said it before, and it remains true. I love Liam and always will." Wow. So yes, Miley denies the cheating rumors because she's not a cheater. She was back in the day, of course, but we don't really. Some people cheat, some people don't, and we don't. Here on Teen Spective, we say no to cheating. We also say no to smoking. So just because she did smoking back in the day, and she still, I don't know if she still is or not, just don't. Yeah, anyway, here is Cheetah Girls, "I'm the One." Yeah.
Sometimes I can't remember if these ashes came from flames. And if we relight these embers, would they just burn out again? We can try, we should try. Someday I know we're gonna feel again, just like we did when we were young. And I can't hold it in my hands. Doesn't mean that I should just give up on chance. We can try, we should try. Someday I know we're gonna feel again, just like we did when we were young.
Cheetah Girls, I'm the One, and Guy Sebastian, Like a Drum. Oh, where do I begin? So, yes, Liam and Miley have been on and off over the past decade. They started with their relationship, I think it was when they did the movie The Last Song. And then their relationship continued after that, and then they broke up. Like, their relationship was so very confusing that I myself couldn't even keep up. It was that complicated. It was that stressful. It was that all over the place. No one could really keep up. It's like, oh, you're moving from this one, and you're off again, or you're on again, or you're on, you're off. And I'm like, oh my word, what am I gonna do? I can't keep up. I think the most important song that Miley came out with was the last one she came out with about her relationship, her decade relationship with Liam. And it's a really good one. I will need to find it and play it for you next week, because it is a real good one, and I will play it. See if I can find it and play it for you next week. Sorry, here's me rambling on and on and on. Here is Demi Lovato solo. Demi Lovato Sober.
I got no excuses for all of these goodbyes. Call me when it's over, 'cause I'm dying inside. Wake me when the shakes are gone and the cold sweats disappear. Call me when it's over and myself has reappeared. I don't know why I do it every time. It's only when I'm lonely. Sometimes I just wanna cave and I don't wanna fight. I try. Just hold me, I'm lonely. Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm not sober anymore. Daddy, please forgive me for the drink spilled on the floor. To the ones who never left me, we've been down this road before. I'm so sorry, I'm not sober anymore. Future love, for the man that left my bed, for making love the way I saved for you inside my head. And I'm sorry for the fans I lost, who watched me fall again. I wanna be a role model, but I'm only human. I don't know why I do it every time. It's only when I'm lonely. Sometimes I just wanna cave and I don't wanna fight. I try. Just hold me, I'm lonely. Mama, I'm so sorry, I'm not sober anymore. And Daddy, please forgive me for the drink spilled on the floor. To the ones who never left me, we've been down. Get help. It wasn't my intention. I'm sorry to myself.
And that was Demi Lovato, Sober. Love that song. Just love it. But yes, Liam and Miley, they were a good couple for a few years, and you forget all about them when they're not dating, and then you talk about them constantly when they are. They were a good couple over the decades. I'm going to miss them as a couple. It's good to see that there was no cheating when it came to the breakup. It's sad that they'd filed for a divorce after 7 months of marriage. If that was going to happen, to be quite honest with you, I wouldn't have gone married to that person if I knew that was going to happen. I don't know why it happened. It just did, out of the blue. And yeah, here at Teen Spectre, we wish them all the best, and with whatever comes their way for their futures. And gonna miss it. Oh well, they'll have fun doing their own separate things, but I'm sure they'll stay in contact, still be friends, which will be good. Here is Troy Sivan with Youth.
What if we run away? What if we left today? What if we said goodbye to safe and sound? What if we're hard to find? What if we lost the minds? What if we let them fall behind and they're never found? And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth, and the stars exploding, will be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth, My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth, my youth, my youth, my youth is yours. What if we start to drive? What if we close our eyes? Speeding through red lights into paradise. Cause we've no time for getting old. What if body time is ours? Cross your fingers, here we go. And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth, and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours. Tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth, my youth, my youth is yours.
Youth by Troye Sivan, featuring a little bit of Wild, also by Troye Sivan. Well, that's the end of today's show here at Teenspective. I thank you a lot for joining me. We are getting very, very close to 100 episodes. I think we are about four or three close to it. We were getting very, very close. Hang on, let me just check. Hang on, me just doing, and then all shows, just checking the. There we go, and we are up to episode 87. So we have three more shows to get to 90. So we're getting close to 90, which is awesome. And we're just chilling and chatting with other people. And if you guys want to become a host on the show, don't hesitate to flick me a message and say, hey, I want to come and see what you do. Want to join the show maybe? And we'll go from there. Next week, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I just come up with them on the spot, really. If you have any topics or songs you want me to play or talk about, then please don't hesitate to message me and let me know. Because the more topics I can... topics I know you guys want me to talk about, the better. If you guys want me to talk about my SDR operation, then I will. I think I'll do that next week. Yep. So we got sorted, something sorted for next week. So thank you guys so much for being a part of this journey so far. We're so close to 100. So close. It's just amazing to see how far the show has come. And when we reach 100, it's going to be awesome. Got big plans. Big plans. Alright guys, that is all from me today. I will catch you guys next week. Adios!
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.